Thanks for joining us today as we dive into this Session 7 podcast for Explore the Bible Kids, Spring 2024. This session will wrap up our study into John's Gospel, and kids will learn that Jesus said to follow him. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, had actually denied even knowing Jesus after Jesus was arrested. As a matter of fact, Peter had denied knowing Jesus three separate times that same night. While the disciples were waiting on the Holy Spirit to come, Peter and six other disciples went out on the lake to fish. They fished all night but caught a grand total of zero fish. As they were packing up their gear and heading in, they saw a man standing on the shore. The man instructed them to head back out and to cast their net on the right side of the boat. When the men complied, the catch of fish was so great they couldn't even get it into the boat. The work of Jesus was evident, and Peter, not wanting to be separated for a moment more, took off his outer cloak and dove into the sea to swim for shore. Jesus greeted Peter and had prepared a breakfast of cooked fish and bread. After breakfast, Jesus invited Peter aside and gave Peter important instructions for his specific role in the formation of the church. Peter, whose name means rock, would be the foundation upon which the church would be built. Because of Peter's faithfulness, we today are still part of the growing church that still stands to share the message of the good news of the gospel around the world. Rachel, tell us about a few activities that relate to this week's Bible story and the focus on following Jesus.
All right, Tim, I'll be happy to do that. I've chose three out of what we have available for this session. Let me tell you about one for babies, which is playing in a box. Have you noticed that so many of the things that we do with babies just, it's just so simple, and it's, you just get to use stuff you have around the house or in the church resource room, you know, it's just, and babies love everything because it's all new. It's the first time they've discovered it, you know. Oh, they love boxes. So anyway, we've got a large box, and we're going to tape the flaps open so we have a tunnel. Now, from experience, I've noticed some babies will go through that tunnel and some won't, but that's okay. You're just going to make it available. But at the end of the tunnel, place the book, What Does Jesus Want Me to Do? That's a book in the leader pack, and you'll be able to use that with the babies. Also, you'll use the diaper bag card. So tape the diaper bag card to the box somewhere where babies can see it, because it does show a picture of Jesus there on the seashore waiting for the disciples to come to shore. Also, we're going to use a plastic bowl and a large plastic spoon. So those are great tools to have on hand. After taping the box flaps up and the card to the box, just place the baby, at one end of the tunnel, and give the baby the bowl and the spoon and let him see it, and then place those just inside the box out of his reach, but close enough for him to move toward. Encourage the baby to crawl to reach the bowl and the spoon. And while he's doing that, talk about what he's doing and comment that you found the bowl. Can you find the spoon? And at this point, you might want to talk about the fact that Jesus' friends saw him, and show the story picture that's on the diaper bag card and remark that Jesus cooked breakfast for his friends. And Jesus said, follow me. So picture read the book to the baby, What Does Jesus Want Me to Do? And that book just has some very simple ideas about Jesus wants us to follow him. Jesus wants us to be kind. Jesus wants us to do the things that are right and so forth. So it'll be an easy read and a colorful book to show to the baby. And then just let the baby explore the spoon and the bowl and crawl through the box if he wants to, tap on it with a spoon. It'll just be a fun way to talk about the story. Toddlers are going to do something a little bit more directly related to the Bible story. They're going to cook breakfast. So you'll want to have your diaper bag card, some paper towel tubes, red and orange tissue paper, a small pan, some plastic food, a leader pack item, matching fish, and the book, What Does Jesus Want Me to Do, that we mentioned earlier. So show the child the diaper bag card and point to the campfire and remark that Jesus cooked breakfast for his friends while they were out in the boat. And invite the toddler to use the tubes and other items to make a pretend campfire. And then he can place fish, that liter pack item, in the pan and pretend to cook them over the fire, just as Jesus may have. And when he finishes cooking, pretend to eat the meal with him. Remark that Jesus told Peter and the other man on the boat to follow him, and Jesus wants us to follow him as well and to tell others about him. At this point, you might want to get that book that we described earlier and picture read that book together. Let's talk about an activity for preschoolers. They're going to dig in sand. Now, this will be fun and a little bit messy, so just be prepared for that. But, you know, sometimes fun is messy. All right, so get you a dishpan of clean play sand, some wide craft sticks, a marker, and the story picture, and a toy sand scoop. So use your marker to write a few Bible words on craft sticks, and you'll write one word per stick. And those words are Jesus, follow, John, Bible, and disciples. Hide the craft sticks in the sand and prop the story picture next to the pan. When a child notices that dishpan of sand, he's going to want to dig into it. So encourage him to use the scoop or his fingers to move the sand. And when he uncovers a craft stick, read the word written on that stick and remark that it's a word that reminds you of Jesus, the Bible, or people who knew Jesus and wrote about him. So there's a way to connect all of these words to today's story, today's text truth, Jesus said to follow him, and to the fact that John knew Jesus and wrote about him and told about Jesus' experiences. So finally, show the story picture and emphasize that Jesus wants all people to follow him. Then turn to John 21:19 and help preschoolers find the word follow.
Thank you, Rachel. Shelley, how will boys and girls examine John 21 to learn about Jesus' conversation with Peter?
Well, Tim, let me start by sharing about our object for the week, which is a mosaic featuring various fish and two fishermen. The mosaic is originally from the 3rd or 4th century, but was rediscovered in the 19th century by an archaeologist who used to be a missionary. He discovered this mosaic in northern Africa. And sometimes we select an object to help kids learn more about the cultural or historical context of Bible times. And so that's why we picked this object. We want kids to learn that in New Testament times, fishing was an important business. Fish were an important source of food, and most fishermen owned their own boats and were known to be hard workers. It was quite common to fish at night so they could sell the freshly caught fish the next morning. Now, several of the disciples were fishermen before Jesus called them to be both his disciples and fishers of men. So it really isn't all that surprising that the disciples would seek the familiar and go fishing at a time where they kind of were confused about what was going on. Now, as you mentioned, that is when Jesus appeared to the disciples and he restored Peter to his calling. Younger kids are going to go fishing using fishing nets and multiple copies of a fish printable. To play the game, group kids into teams and give each team a fishing net. Then scatter the paper fish around the room. Explain that kids will take turns racing to pick up fish in their nets. They will have 20 seconds to capture as many fish as they can. Keep tally of how many fish each kid catches for their team before you scatter the fish for the next person to take their turn fishing. After everyone has taken a turn and the team who captured the most fish is celebrated, invite kids to recall what Jesus asked Peter after they had eaten their fish breakfast. Help kids remember that Jesus asked Peter to love and lead God's people. Older kids are going to have breakfast together. Now, begin by asking kids to name their favorite breakfast food or places to eat breakfast. Recall how Jesus ate breakfast with the disciples in today's Bible story. They had what many of us would call a cookout on the shore of the lake. Share that today you will be having breakfast as a group, but instead of eating fish like Jesus and the disciples, you're going to eat cereal. Distribute the cereal and allow kids to take turns pouring one or more cereals into a bowl. Pour milk for any kid that would like some, and then invite kids to sit in a circle sharing the meal that you have prepared together. While kids are eating, recap the discussion Jesus had with Peter after they had breakfast. Share that this breakfast time with the disciples was a special time, and review how Jesus reaffirmed Peter's calling to tell people about Jesus and help them grow in their faith. Tim, those are a couple of ways younger and older kids will explore John 21 this week.
Well, that sounds like lots of fun. As always, thank you so much for joining us this week as we discuss these biblical truths that you can use as you guide boys and girls to dig deep into His Word. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can also interact with us at Explore the Bible Kids through our blog and website at goexplorethebible.com, or you can connect in our Facebook group by searching for Explore the Bible Kids while in your Facebook app. We enjoy guiding you each week and hope these have been helpful to you. Thank you again, and we look forward to ministering to you very soon.